Environment Massachusetts and Environment New York are part of a national federation aiming to protect clean air, water, and open space. At events across the country, including in Albany and Boston, the organizations released reports detailing the top 100 carbon-producing power plants in the United States. Eric Whalen is a field organizer for Environment New York.
When we're talking about cutting global warming pollution, if we're truly going to tackle the problem, the real elephant in the room is power plants and the carbon pollution they emit.
Ben Hellerstein of Environment Massachusetts says the identified 100 power plants account for 30% of the country's power sector emissions, despite producing 16% of the nation's energy. He says addressing carbon pollution is especially relevant today.
You know, as global warming continues, extreme weather events like this are going to get more frequent and more severe, which is putting communities here in Massachusetts at risk.
Hellerstein says Massachusetts ranks 36th among the states with its power plants emitting carbon dioxide levels equal to the amount produced by 3.4 million cars every year. New York power plants produce the equivalent of 7.9 million vehicles each year, coming in at 27th in the country, according to Whalen. Connecticut's power plants emit carbon levels comparative to 1.6 million cars a year, while Vermont contributes no electric power sector emissions. To put the numbers in perspective, the top carbon-producing power plant in the country is Georgia's plant Shearer, emitting 21.3 million metric tons a year, equal to 4.4 million cars. Here's Whalen.
Largely, even though we have such a big population and energy consumption, New York State actually is doing great work to cut its global warming pollution from power plants. It's really a success story in New York State.
The report is an effort to shore up support for President Obama's climate action plan announced in June. Similar efforts to provide alternative renewable energy sources like wind and solar power are being instituted through the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI. Whalen says the agreement between northeastern states to limit carbon emissions has generated over $1 billion in investments for energy efficiency. Last month, the U.S. Department of Energy agreed to set new efficiency standards for commercial refrigeration equipment after being pushed by a coalition of states including Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. Here's Hellerstein.
And here in Massachusetts, of course, we have a lot of old homes from the turn of the 20th century or earlier, before the advent of modern energy efficiency practices. So we do know that there is just a ton of potential here in Massachusetts that's really just beginning to be tapped in terms of energy efficiency.
As part of the Climate Action Plan, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will release emission standards for new power plants on September 20th. President Obama's plan faces challenges from those who say there are significant upfront costs to adhere to new standards and implement new sources of energy. As Superstorm Sandy cost $50 billion in recovery efforts, Hellerstein says there is a cost in not acting.
There is one study done by the Boston Harbor Association earlier this year where they found that parts of Boston could be subject to flooding between 4 to 6 feet or more. As global warming continues and as sea levels rise, if we see another storm like Hurricane Sandy. So that is staggering. And I think we have to ask ourselves, what is the cost of inaction here?
Massachusetts' top carbon-emitting plant is the Mystic Generating Station outside of Boston, while New York's number one is Kintai Generating Station in Niagara County. Neither made the top 100. A link to the report is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.